my God, this is when a latte art has gone completely wrong. I've just overdone it. I've even measured the milk myself, so I can't blame anybody else for having measured the milk in the jug, in the frothing jug, wrongly. And I just had a lot of lovely milk there, and I didn't stop pouring, and it just went overboard. But Shirley is still slurping away and enjoying her coffee, I hope.
Enjoying my coffee, fighting through the foam on the top, which is lovely and silky, and then suddenly hit by a wave of coffee just behind it, which was fabulous. Don't normally have an afternoon coffee, so this is a real treat. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to guess that it's Charlie's Yellow Bourbon, because it has a lovely, rich feel in my mouth. And his coffee tends to do that lately, which is a very good thing.
So all right. Because
tell me,
morning,
am I right?
This morning, what did you? This morning you had.
This morning I had the Cuidado, which again was a lovely coffee because it's always a reliable, consistent coffee to have, if best baristas pull in the shots, of course. but there was it's lighter. It's not as full bodied in the mouth as Charlie's are, a bit heavier, which. Gives them a little bit more substance,
which
I really
enjoy. So you
really
think this is Charlie's Yellow Bourbon?
Let me have another sip. Hold on a sec.
Okay. Wow, there's still a lot of froth up there. Hey.
I would say yes.
You are right.
You are right.
You are right. Ah, so you don't have to pay me for that coffee. Oh, but if you were to pay for this coffee, how much would you be gladly paying for this latte?
Well, if I have to take off my labor charges when I clean up after the overflow of milk,
yes,
then I'm not sure. But the actual coffee, the experience that I'm having in my mouth, if my mouth were to talk, I reckon it would pay at least $2.70.
Great. An all-time record. $2.70 it is.